But first, another reason to go heavy on bug spray. The increased incidence of Lyme disease has educated many New England residents to spot and remove deer ticks. The bad news is that Lyme is not the only tick-borne virus to worry about. Here with more about the emergence of what is being called the Heartland virus is New York Times reporter Denise Grady. She's also author of Deadly Invaders. It's a book about viral outbreaks around the world. Denise, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the Heartland virus is described in the New England Journal of Medicine as a new flebovirus, or flebovirus, correct me. What does that mean?
It belongs to a group of viruses, and that name comes from sandflies, which transmit some of them. And flebo is, you know, it refers to a blood-sucking insect. And this particular one is, they think, is being transmitted by ticks. They're not certain yet, but the tick is a type of tick called the Lone Star tick that is very common in Missouri and in the Midwest is the main suspect. And these two people who got it, who were written up in the journal last week, both got very, very sick. The doctors thought initially that they had a more common kind of disease that you get from ticks, which is called ehrlichiosis, a bacterial illness. But it turned out they didn't. They had something totally new. And this is probably the first virus in the United States that is being transmitted by ticks.
Mm. These are two men independently from northeastern Missouri contracting this virus. What kind of symptoms did they share?
They both turned up with high fevers and muscle aches and headaches, kind of a little bit of confusion, probably from the high fevers. They were nauseated, just feeling awful. One of them, the first one, actually had pains in his chest and started out thinking he was having a heart attack.
Now, they were both treated with doxycycline, as other tick-borne illnesses have been. But what is it that actually distinguishes Heartland virus from Lyme or Rocky Mountain spotted fever or other diseases spread through tick bites?
Well, this one, since it's a virus, the antibiotics don't work for it. And that was kind of what was the tip-off to the doctor that something else might be going on, because with these other diseases, you give people the antibiotic, you know, the doxycycline, the same thing that you take for Lyme disease, and they start getting better pretty fast. And these guys just didn't. So meanwhile, their blood had been sent to the Centers for Disease Control and put in cultures. And none of these common bacteria grew out of the cultures. But then the people at the CDC started noticing there was something else going on in the culture. And they started looking at it, and they found this brand new virus that had never been identified before anywhere in the world.
That's my question, Denise. Is this a new virus or the first time that scientists in the CDC are identifying them? Is there any way to tell?
You know, there is no way to tell, really. That's the perfect question. Is it just that we never knew about it before? So one way to find out is they're going to go back to old blood samples that they kept from people who had illnesses like this, and they're going to look at them and see if they're finding the virus from previous cases. You know, just like when we found AIDS, we thought the virus was new, but then when they began looking at old blood samples, they actually found people who had been infected with AIDS, like, you know, back in the 1950s.
Right.
So is there anything new? Great question.
Any way to test ticks, say here in New Hampshire, for example, to see if the Heartland virus exists this far east?
They can be tested. I don't know if anyone is doing the testing for it in the east, but they are doing a lot of testing in the Midwest to try to find it. They have not reported finding it yet, but they have been out scouring these farms where it was found. You know, they've got 15, 20 people at a time going around picking up ticks and catching raccoons and possums and you name it, trying to figure out what bugs are carrying it and also what animals must be carrying it.
This is part of what you wrote about in your book, Deadly Invaders. But also, I understand that you actually have some personal experience, or your family does, with lesser-known tick-borne diseases. Can you wrap that up for us?
Yeah, my husband just recently, in fact, got an infection that was probably the one that is called anaplasmosis, which is carried by ticks, and it's in the East. And it's you take the same treatment that you take for Lyme disease, but it's a different bacteria, and you get sicker than you get with Lyme disease. Now, he's a runner. He's out in the woods all the time, and he has had Lyme disease. But this time, with this other illness, we have been together for, 35 years. I've never seen him so sick. His temperature was 104. He had shaking chills. He was absolutely miserable. The doctor didn't wait for the blood test to come back, because it takes quite a while to get a positive on this thing. He just said, I think you have this, and I'm going to give you doxycycline. And it seemed to work, because my husband started recovering within about 24 hours.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. But, it lead to this idea that we're going to have a lot more things to identify in the future, both in terms of viruses, but also the ticks that actually land on us.
It's true, and the thing that goes on in New England also is that the deer ticks, the ones that carry Lyme disease, are the same ones that carry this thing that my husband had, the anaplasmosis, and they also carry another one called babesiosis, which people need a different medicine to get rid of. And there actually have been cases in New England of people being having all three at once.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks so much for filling us in. At least we'll know a little bit more about it. I appreciate your time, Denise.
Thank you.
Denise Grady, staff writer for The New York Times. She's also author of the book Deadly Invaders, Virus Outbreaks Around the World, From Marburg Fever to Avian Flu. You can read her article and learn more about the Heartland virus at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, whatever your ailment, my mother always told me that laughter is the best medicine. Can it be learned? Sean Hurley sits on a laughter yoga class when Word of Mouth continues.